I'm joined by the Guardian's Tripoli correspondent, Chris Stephen. Chris, from here it's extremely difficult to know what's going on. Can you give us any clarity?
Well, there's a great deal of confusion here. We have various groups of former rebels who are posting statements saying that they've arrested Zidane and are charging him with crimes of corruption. We've got nothing official. The state news agency is saying that former rebel groups who work for the Interior Ministry have arrested him. But again, nobody really knows where he is. There is a photograph of him posted online showing him in a jumper and in a sort of state of distress. But that's all we know.
And is this being widely seen as revenge for the US raid on Abu Anas al-Libi?
Well, there's certainly been a lot of anger from Islamist groups about this raid and about whether the government allowed it or was involved in it. And Libby's son told me a few days ago that he was sure that Libyan units were involved when he was the arrest. So there is a great deal of anger. What's not clear is who's actually running the country. The police and army have left Zidane's office, and indeed the Corinthian heads, and we have a few groups building these places. The government's keeping emergency session in the electricity ministry, but again, it's not really clear who's now in charge.
Is this some sort of coup?
Well, it's probably too early to speak about a coup because, again, nobody knows who's really in charge, whether it's a coup, whether it's an arrest, whether it's a kidnapping. Certainly foreigners are sort of considering their position. The British embassy is closed this morning without notice. Not sure what's happening with other diplomatic groups. But the Tripoli itself seems to be very calm and very, very business as usual.
And are there militia loyal to Ali Zidane who are likely to react to this?
Well, not so far. The groups that he'd relied on were the police and army, and they are not to be seen anywhere on the streets, or indeed outside his office or anywhere else. So if there are groups loyal to him, they're keeping a very low profile.
Okay, Chris, keep us posted. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye.